Members of the board, policyholders, shareholders, and invited guests, good morning and welcome to our company's annual meetings. This is a special pleasure for me as it is the first time I am addressing this meeting as President and CEO. Our business is about making and keeping promises. For each of our stakeholders, that promise means something different. For shareholders, it's about long-term financial performance and stability. For clients, it is the promise of financial security, which can extend 20, 30, or more years into the future. For many of our other stakeholders, our promise reflects our core values: to conduct ourselves with integrity and ethical behavior. However, what is consistent across all of our promises is the need for a long-term focus and a commitment to operate in a responsible and a sustainable manner. This is essential to our long-term profitability and value creation. In 2013, the following broad themes were key to our continuing success: further building our financial strength, developing innovative new ways to meet stakeholder needs, and deepening our engagement of staff in the communities where we live and work. We begin with a focus on building our financial strength, and I am pleased to report that 2013 was another excellent year of performance by your companies. Great-West Lifeco's 2013 financial results include Irish Life results from the date of acquisition in July 2013. Our company's earnings continued their track record of growth and stability, and our balance sheet remains strong and conservatively invested. Our 2013 operating earnings were our highest ever at $2.1 billion, up from $1.9 billion in 2012. During 2013, we paid over $1.1 billion in policyholder dividends and $1.2 billion in shareholder dividends. We are continuing to build on this outstanding performance as evidenced by our first quarter 2014 earnings, which I reported to the board this morning. Operating earnings increased by 13.5% to $587 million compared to the first quarter of last year. The board declared an unchanged quarterly dividend of 30.75 cents per common share. Premiums and deposits in 2013 were $75 billion, compared to $60 billion in 2012. I was also pleased to report to the board that in the first quarter of 2014, our premiums and deposits increased sharply year over year by 41% to $23.9 billion. Our total assets under administration increased during 2013 by 39% to $758 billion. That is 71% growth since 2008. And during the first quarter 2014, our assets under administration increased further by 6% to over $800 billion. The company's capital position remains very strong, with regulatory capital ratios in each of Canada, the United States, and Europe at or above the top end of our internal target ranges for our operating companies. Since our last annual meeting, all five credit rating agencies concluded their reviews and maintained credit ratings with a stable outlook. The ratings you see here are the highest among insurers worldwide and were essentially unchanged through the financial crisis. This performance is a testament to what generations of management have done for more than 150 years to build a company that all stakeholders can count on. Finally, Lifeco's return on equity in 2013 was an industry-leading 15% based on operating earnings. I will now report on our performance by major operating segment. Great-West Lifeco operates in the United States through Denver-based Great-West Financial and Boston-based Putnam Investments. As previously announced, effective today, Great-West Financial President and CEO Mitchell Gray will be retiring after a distinguished career, including 21 years with Great-West Lifeco Group of Companies. I'll be commenting on Mitch's significant contribution to our organization in a few moments. Over the last few weeks, we've communicated a series of important organizational developments that have directly involved and connected our two U.S. organizations. First, we announced the appointment of Putnam Investments President and CEO Robert Reynolds to the leadership role of CEO Great-West Lifeco U.S. In his expanded role, Bob will work with the leadership teams of Great West Financial and Putnam Investments, which will remain separate entities. We also announced the integration of Putnam Investments' full-service retirement business into that of Great West Financial. And this was followed in early April with the announcement of Great West Financial's acquisition of J.P. Morgan Retirement Plan Services' large market record-keeping business. This combined retirement organization will operate under Great West Financial and leverage the combined scale and capabilities of these three businesses. It will be the second largest retirement services provider in the United States based on participant count. In combination, these changes strategically position our companies to play a pivotal role in meeting the retirement needs of America, a market with more than $20 trillion in retirement plan assets. Aligning Great West Financial and Putnam under Bob's proven leadership will allow us to pursue expanded market opportunities by leveraging the combined strengths and capabilities of our core businesses in retirement, insurance, and asset management. With Mitchell Gray's retirement today, Bob Reynolds will also serve as President and CEO of Great West Financial. I'd like to congratulate Bob, and we look forward to his contribution in his new roles. As we look back at 2013, there were a number of noteworthy developments at both of our U.S. operating companies. At Great West Financial, our new brand and the company's strategic business plan developed under Mitchell Gray's leadership supported strong growth across the businesses. We've seen exceptional growth in our 401k retirement and insurance businesses. And in addition, we now provide retirement services to 20 of the 50 United States, more than any other provider in America. At Putnam, assets under management grew to $150 billion at the end of 2013, reflecting strong market conditions and sales momentum across several product offerings. Putnam built on its reputation for excellence in product innovation and investment performance. A highlight was Putnam's earning the number two ranking for both one-year and five-year performance in this year's Barron's Lipper Fund Families Review. This was amongst more than 50 leading U.S. fund companies. Overall, we believe that Great West Lifeco is well positioned to build on a stronger and deeper presence in the U.S., the largest financial services marketplace in the world. I would like to take a moment to recognize Mitchell Gray and to thank him for his significant contribution to Great West Lifeco's growth and success. Mitchell joined our organization in 1993 as Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer of Great West Life's Canadian operations. 4 years later, he relocated to Denver in a similar role at Great West Life and Annuity and was subsequently appointed President and CEO of that organization in 2008. Under Mitchell's leadership, the company has made significant progress in the United States. And today, Great West Financial is poised to become one of the nation's leading providers of comprehensive retirement services. Thank you, Mitchell, and best wishes for a long and healthy retirement. Please stand and be recognized. I will now turn to our Europe segment led by Arshil Jamal, President and Chief Operating Officer, Canada Life Capital Corporation, the holding company for our Europe and reinsurance businesses. In Europe, Great West Lifeco, through its Canada Life and Irish Life subsidiaries, has operations in the United Kingdom, Isle of Man, Ireland, and Germany. In the United Kingdom, we grew our group insurance business, becoming the number one provider with a 24% market share. We also built a stronger presence in our offshore UK wealth management business through product and service expansion. Our Isle of Man company grew its market share from 16 to 21% and continues to be one of the leading providers of offshore investment products sold into the United Kingdom. Notwithstanding recent legislative changes in the UK governing payout annuity markets, we believe that payout annuities will continue to be an important tool for many retirees. And with our large in-force block of payout annuities, we expect to remain a retirement leader for many years to come. I would like to take a moment now to recognize Ian Gilmore. After 17 years as General Manager, UK Division, Ian will be retiring at the end of this month. Ian joined Canada Life in 1997. His confident, steady leadership has helped guide the organization through many challenges and opportunities, and he leaves us with a very robust UK operation. Although Ian is not present here today, I take this opportunity to note our appreciation for his distinguished service and wish him well in his retirement. Douglas Brown, who was introduced earlier today, Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, UK Division, will assume the role of Executive Vice President and Chief Executive Officer upon Ian's retirement. Turning now to Ireland, we closed the acquisition of Irish Life last July. Under Bill Kyle's leadership, integration is well underway and on schedule. We are now operating under a single brand, Irish Life, with all former Canada Life Ireland customers and staff now associated with this brand. Irish Life's underlying business performance has been exceptional, with strong quarterly earnings since we closed the transaction. We achieved the number one market share position in each of our main businesses and grew our overall market share to 34%. I would note that this is an exceptional performance in the midst of an acquisition and integration to be growing your market share, so we're very pleased with those results. In Germany, we continue to focus on unit-linked retirement savings products and innovative protection products. We are among the top three providers in the independent broker market, which has helped increase our assets under management by 20% to over 3 billion euro. Finally, our reinsurance business, which is part of the Europe segment, delivered excellent results, with earnings up 14% compared to 2012. I will now turn to our business in Canada, which is led by Dave Johnson, President and Chief Operating Officer. In Canada, our products and services impact the lives of more than 12 million people. That is one in three Canadians. We operate under three brands, Great West Life, London Life, and Canada Life. Our focus in Canada has been and continues to be on organic growth. During 2013, our Canadian operations delivered over $1.1 billion in earnings, up 11% over the prior year, and our highest historical earnings performance ever. Our companies also experienced strong revenue growth, which strengthened our leading market positions in our group and individual businesses. Great-West Life continues to be a leading provider of benefit solutions for both large and small employee groups. With a 22% market share, we currently provide employee benefits to over 30,000 employers and other plan sponsors. In our individual business, Great West Life, London Life, and Canada Life together remain Canada's number one provider of individual insurance, with participating insurance providing us with a competitive and strategic advantage. In the wealth management market, we grew our market share in both individual and group segregated funds by delivering excellence in advice, performance, and service. But this growth does not happen by chance. Our commitment to the advice channel provides a strategic advantage and contributes to a strong market share across our multiple lines of business. Great West Life's Canadian brands have long histories of making and keeping promises. 123 years at Great West Life, 140 years at London Life, and 167 years at Canada Life. The distribution associates who represent our products are a key to our success. Research shows that Canadians who engage an advisor benefit significantly from the time, support, and expertise their advisor provides. A recent study highlights the link between the presence of financial advice and the accumulation of financial wealth. It revealed that clients who receive advice from an advisor save more and record higher yields. Moreover, households with an advisor saved at twice the rate of non-advised households, and after 15 years with an advisor, had on average 173% more assets. Recognizing how important our distribution associates are, I am pleased to introduce three representatives of our leading Canadian-based distribution channels. First, Ray DiRonaldo is the principal of RDR Financial Services in Kingston, Ontario. Ray has been associated with Great West Life since 1982 and is an elite Gold Key advisor. For the past 32 years, he has consistently placed among the top performers for Great West, and in 2013 was Gold Key's wealth management sales leader. Ray formed RDR Financial Services with his son Paul in 2002 and is well known and highly regarded in the community for his support of programs serving those in need. Ray, please stand and be recognized. Bob Owens is a principal advisor and CEO at Owens McFadyen Group in St. John, New Brunswick. Owens McFadyen Group works with high net worth Canadians in life insurance, wealth management, and benefits consulting through its three offices in New Brunswick and Nova Scotia. The firm is consistently one of London Life's leading producers. Bob is a member of the Wealth and Estate Planning Group. He has over 35 years experience and is very active in the industry as a member of the Financial Advisors Association of Canada, the Conference for Advanced Life Underwriting, and the Investment Industry Association of Canada. Bob, please stand and be recognized. Jamie Bongard is Executive Vice President of Independent Financial Concepts Group in Toronto, which he co-founded in 1995. With over 35 years' experience in the financial industry, Jamie focuses on tax-advantaged wealth accumulation and preservation strategies to meet the needs of high-net-worth individuals, successful professionals, business owners, and retirees. Since 1996, Jamie has been a top-of-the-table producer every year. He's a leader with proven knowledge in the financial, estate, and retirement planning fields. Jamie, please stand and be recognized. While 2013 was an outstanding year for performance, we recognize the importance of responding to change and opportunity. Innovation affecting products and services and the way we engage our customers and other stakeholders will be critical to our future success. In particular, we note the ways technology is impacting how advisors and clients wish to communicate and receive service. We also recognize the importance of engaging our employees and the communities where we live and work. One of the ways we are doing this is by contributing to the dialogue in important matters concerning Canadians, in particular, mental health in the workplace, healthcare reform, and retirement reform. In 2013, we supported the launch of Canada's first national standard for helping organizations improve psychological health and safety in the workplace. We did this through the Great West Life Center for Mental Health in the Workplace. In the Canadian healthcare space, working with key partners, we are taking a leading role in developing and delivering more effective health services. With our health case management program, a first of its kind in Canada, we are delivering superior services for plan members while making prescription drug benefit plans more affordable for plan sponsors. And finally, on the retirement front, Great West Life continues to offer an important perspective on pension reform to help ensure Canadians save adequately and effectively for their retirement. We believe that there is no one-size-fits-all solution. Pension reform requires thoughtful analysis and targeted solutions to meet the differing retirement needs of Canadians. A long-term focus and a commitment to operate in a responsible and a sustainable manner are at the heart of how we do business. In our own workplaces, we strive to offer fulfilling and rewarding careers for staff. In 2013, we conducted a nationwide employee engagement survey. Staff response has been outstanding, and we've begun to implement changes in response to several priority areas. One long-standing priority for our organization is to engage with and build stronger communities where we live and work. As an Imagine Caring company, we contributed $11.8 million last year in support of community needs across Canada, addressing a wide range of issues, including literacy, safety, sustainability, and basic needs like hunger. Our staff and distribution associates deserve particular credit for their energy and their leadership in engaging with the communities where they live from coast to coast. Our public accountability statement, available here today and on our public websites, is the primary resource to understand our approach to corporate social responsibility in Canada. Finally, there's one more critical area where we can deliver value, and that's thoughtfully managing our impact on the environment. This is true of whether it's an everyday individual choice to recycle or a company-wide initiative such as reducing our reliance on paper. Please take a moment to watch this video.
At Great West Life, London Life, and Canada Life, we focus on helping Canadians improve their financial, physical, and mental well-being. And we try to do it in a responsible way that reduces our impact on the environment. Let me give you a few examples. It can be as simple as a light bulb. In Toronto, the iconic weather beacon on top of our Canada Life building has been signaling changes in the weather for more than 60 years. And now, by using more energy-efficient light bulbs, we are reducing the beacon's energy consumption by over 90%. We compost at our on-site cafeterias. Last year alone, we helped turn 48,000 kilograms of organic waste into natural fertilizer. We also kept more than 82 metric tons of our office furniture and equipment out of the landfill. Through an outside vendor, these items went to charities where they could be put to further use. And then there's paper. Our business can be paper intensive. But now we're bringing our customers innovative online services. Better customer service with less paper is a good thing. We're also working to reduce energy use. For example, we're cooling our Winnipeg data center, largely using outside air, 6 months of the year without using any electricity or water at all. Across our largest offices, we're saving enough water annually to fill 20 Olympic-sized pools. That's 50 million liters less water a year than we were using 7 years ago. Thanks to proactive building operations, high-efficiency upgrades, and a commitment to best practices, in less than 10 years, we've reduced our greenhouse gas emissions by nearly a third. That's a step in the right direction. It's like taking 900 cars off the road for 1 year. And that doesn't include the many things we do at properties coast to coast that our real estate division manages on behalf of clients. Many of our best ideas on helping to minimize our impact on the environment come from our staff across Canada, staff members just like me. At Great West Life, London Life, and Canada Life, it's not just the right thing to do, it's how we do business.
So after seeing that... After seeing that video, I called her leader in London and asked whether she'd like to stand in for me at the podium this morning. So as we look to the future through a strategic lens, we recognize the important financial and foundational strengths on which Great West Life Co. has been built. Our internationally diverse organization focused on responding to evolving customer needs. Our leading market shares supported by deep roots and trusted brands. Our low-cost structure and disciplined, risk-sensitive culture, our extensive, dedicated distribution networks worldwide, and our deeply rooted commitment to customer service. So we look to our future from a position of strength and success. In closing, I would like to thank our clients and distribution associates for putting your trust in us. It is also my pleasure to acknowledge with sincere appreciation the 20,000 staff across our companies who help us deliver on our promises each and every day. Thank you.